Blog Talk Radio.
I'm going live
forever and ever and ever. Forever and ever and ever. From the underground.
From the underground.
How you doing? This is the Rel and Randy Show, and we are on live, coming straight to them eardrums, like Ray Shremerd.
Yeah, well, huh?
Yeah, don't worry about it.
Okay.
It's a hip thing.
All right.
Super hip. Show number is 713-955-0701. You guys want to hit us up, do that. Hit us up, and we'll be happy to talk to you. Our Twitter is at Rel_Randy, which we need to put some pictures on that. We got like two or three pictures on there.
What's that?
Our Twitter.
Bye.
first. You ain't going to just waste my food. Eat that first.
We're back home. Back home.
It's back home.
Yeah, we're back on. So we just did 45% of the show right now without anybody listening. So much appreciated. We love you guys for sticking with us, which probably nobody has.
Check out the Facebook. I put a topic on the Facebook. I'm not going to say all the stuff I said because we got disconnected. The topic on my Facebook, check it out. It's about would you or would you not keep your husband or wife on life support, or would you pull the plug? We put a roll into this topic about the Browns and all their craziness and foolishness they got going on in Cleveland. I didn't know their whole organization is jacked up. Like they were talking about the owner doesn't shut his mouth. The GM got like fined for something and was doing something crazy. The coach is I was like, sheesh.
Yeah, well, I know that on ESPN, Joe Thomas spoke out about Johnny Manziel and how he's actually hoping Johnny Football does good because he says he's going to have to regain their trust to be the starter. And as far as that goes, he's going to have some competition. I don't know. I think that Johnny Football is going to be Johnny Football when he got. Last year is when they say that the whole issue started when he was the man. So they're going to see how he acts if he is the man in Cleveland.
Yeah, they only gave him like two or three starts last year, wasn't it?
Right, yeah. In his personal opinion, he did it horrible in the first one. In the second one, he did even worse. But he's got tons of potential. So it's in the air as far as that goes.
Right now, he's here for undisclosed reasons.
Well, because he's an idiot, and he's like into drugs and everything else that you could think of. So that's just how you do it. Happy Easter to everybody, too, by the way. I hope everybody had a great Easter, because I think this year's Easter for me was pretty decent. I give myself some credit going and hooking up. Let's dip into to the song bank right now. I'm going to play Joe, If You Lose Her. Excuse me. Yeah, If You Lose Her. Dope song. Check it out.
In your flame, but your regimen of loving her is still the same. Forgotten holidays, forsaken little things. It means so much to her, but you let it slip away like a gambler's game. You're risking
back. Welcome back, everybody.
Joe, if you lose her.
If you lose her. I keep seeing this I that I accidentally typed in the title. Mm-hmm. And I was like, if I lose her, but it's if you lose her. I'm sorry, everybody. And I got a bunch of people texting me, but really I got one main asshole texting me named Mike. I'm going to make sure that I give it to you real hard and good over the time that you're here. But for right now, I'm going to break you off a little love in the eardrums, okay? And that's why we went with the Joe. Anyways, Sammy Watkins off of the Buffalo Bills had surgery on his hip, and it went well. So look forward to him being good.
That's a bad sign.
Why?
He's too young to be having hip issues.
He made it to the NFL. He had to go through what he had to go through to get there and do his thing.
You want to stay there, though.
Yeah, true. I mean, but you can just be a Derrick Rose and get deals and deals and deals off of a fucking bench.
I don't know how, man.
I don't either.
It was actually not his hip.
Oh.
It was the hip area.
That's Weatherman Joe, everyone. Welcome, Weatherman Joe.
Thank you, guys.
Christ.
What's the news on the app, Weatherman Joe?
The app is coming along.
Whoa, wait, did we say Weatherman Joe?
We did.
Oh.
Drop it.
Man, why ain't nobody tell us what the weather was going to be? Damn. Stuck out here in the rain not knowing what to expect.
Wait up. Daddy. Hey. It's Weatherman Joe. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Damn. There you go. That joke was retarded, girl. But he urban as a bitch, though.
There you go. Welcome to the show, Weatherman Joe. We're glad to have you.
Thank you, guys.
Sorry, once again, can you update us on the app? Sorry.
The app is coming along. It takes a little bit longer than I thought, and it's a little bit more in-depth than I thought.
Mm-hmm.
And just looking into the best. I don't want to put out a crappy product.
Good. That's what's up. We don't do crappy here at the Roll and Randy Show.
No, we don't. Not at all.
You are a direct reflection of us.
Oh, thank you, Skilt.
And we will be putting some pictures up of Weatherman Joe on our look out for that. And once again, our Twitter is @Rel_Randy, and check it out. Great pictures of Weatherman Joe up here. Just saying. Okay, look at Weatherman Joe in this one. Isn't he excited about the weather?
Yeah.
He is, isn't he?
It don't get no better than that right there.
Yeah.
I like the suit.
Yeah. Look at this one. There we go. Anyways, speaking of the weather, Weatherman Joe, how we looking? As of right now, how we looking?
As of right now, your instant updates. We are looking at 84 degrees right now.
Right.
You're looking mostly sunny.
Okay.
And you're going to have a slight breeze. We're going to talk about 6.5 miles an hour coming at you from the east.
Wow. Mm. Pretty gusty, man. Ian, I'm telling you what, it was actually pretty damn hot today.
Yep.
It was.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, it was what? Lukewarm?
It was a little warm.
Oh, it's lukewarm.
It was not lukewarm. It was very warm.
Yeah. Maybe like lukewarm if you're talking about what cut his hand off. Like that lightsaber was hot as shit.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Just saying.
That was hot.
Yeah, it was hot.
It was so hot, it cauterized it, too.
Yeah, sure did. Made it easier to operate on. Gave him that steel hand, though.
Yep.
Go ahead, Weatherman Joe, with our update on the weather.
All right, let me bring it to everybody. I don't want to be a jabroni.
Bring it hard.
So tonight we're going to drip down to 66. We're going to have partly cloudy. We're going to have a slight wind, talking about 6.5 miles an hour. We're going to have 19.9% chance of rain tonight. Tomorrow, we're looking at 88% chance of temperatures reaching 88 degrees. And then we're going to have 66 as your low, isolated thunderstorms. Don't look for them. They're going to be 33% chance. That's one-third of your chance. And then you're going to have
a good chance.
Not really. You need above 50, you know,
okay.
50-50 chance of rain.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you gotta. If you studied the ancient Hinduism of weather, you would know the percentage and the percentile.
Right. Where did you study weather again?
I spent most of my life learning. I did a lot of thinking on K2 when I was up in the mountains. And when you're above the clouds, you can see how they form, how they move, and you learn a lot about weather.
Okay, got it.
Okay.
What's Wednesday look like?
Wednesday, you're going to be having 90 degrees. It's going to feel like 127.
So we got a 90% chance of getting to 90 degrees, too?
No, you have a 100% chance of getting to 90. It's going to feel like 127 outside. And, the low is going to be 65.
That's a hell of a heat index.
It's going to be mostly sunny with a 10% chance of rain. We're going to have an east-southeast wind coming at you at a whopping 5 miles an hour.
Wow.
And then Thursday, you're going to reach 92, mostly sunny.
It's going to feel like 140 on Thursday.
No, Thursday's only going to feel like 92. And then it's going to be mostly sunny.
You're so quick to judge you.
Yeah.
And your lack of ability to report the weather.
Well, I don't want to be a, you know, hoe bag or a hoe card.
So we don't fake the funk around here, weatherman. Just.
I have to shoot it straight. I can't you know, shorthand my listeners or the people that love you guys' show.
Right.
So it's going to be mostly sunny. You're going to have a 10% chance. Oh, no, you know what? Make that a 12% chance of rain. And then we're going to have 7-mile-an-hour wind coming at you from the southeast. Friday is going to be really hot, actually. It's going to be 93 degrees. It's going to
We get a lot of wind from the south region and the eastern region. We don't get a westerly wind very often, do we?
Not necessarily this time of year.
Why is that?
Well, it's just because of the wind. When they mash together, it usually has the southern tip.
Is that a technical term in the weather community, mashing together?
Yeah, when the winds mash together, they actually form cool and hot air pockets that spin together.
Yeah,
and then when they just
forms tornadoes.
No, that's when you have a supercell. You can't differentiate the two, because if you get them confused, then we're gonna have people outside trying to use umbrellas.
Okay.
You know? So 93 is your high on Friday, and you're looking at 69 degrees for a low. It's going to be mostly sunny. Just like,
man, that is hot as shit.
It's going to be actually feel like 110 on Friday. And then...
Well, yeah, I mean, Wednesday...
It's going to be 127.
It's 127, it feels like, outside. So,
right.
Holy shit, what's
really
in there?
Yeah.
I mean, honestly, I don't want to go to work or outside on Friday.
Friday's
being honest,
a good
because
day.
It's got the highest humidity point, and then also the highest actual temperature outside. That's going to be a shitty day.
Well, Wednesday is going to have mostly sunny, but it's going to be partly cloudy.
Mm.
So you're going to have more sun than clouds. Friday, you're going to have more clouds than sun. So really, the temperature is just going to be like in the oven of 93 degrees. Wednesday, you're going to have full-on sun beaming down on you, so it's going to feel like 127.
Okay.
All right, cool. So that was Weatherman Joe with the weather update, and he does a beautiful job as always.
Thank you, guys.
Beautiful. Yeah.
All right.
Okay, we just did the cough insult for all those of you guys scoring at home.
How was it?
That was horrible.
Really?
That's like Jameis Winston in the courtyard. Fucking random pussy. Fucking guy's horrible, and he's going to be drafted number one overall. You shouldn't be.
No, he's not. A defensive.
Nah, he is.
The defensive tackle.
Don't kid yourself. Seriously, he's going to be drafted number one overall by the Tampa Bay Bucks. He just visited there.
He's been visiting them since then.
And I'm sure they're, like, bringing him in. Like, he's just visiting there for no reason.
Yeah, he's doing
they're just like, hey, fucking Jameis Winston's outside again. He keeps thinking we're going to take him. Everybody knows we're taking this defensive tackle who doesn't really significantly improve our team like a fucking quarterback would. But this guy outside, what an asshole. He wants to come in again, and he thinks if he keeps walking in here, we're going to draft him.
Well,
and you're like...
They should be more honest. They should be dinkum with him.
Come again?
Dinkum. D-I-N-K-U-M.
What does that
dinkum?
Mean?
That just means really, truly honest.
Mm.
What
if you're leading him on, then he's going to think that you got his back, and then that
they're
might
being dinkum
into,
with him. They're being very dinkum with
he
him.
He might get drafted number two overall, then be really upset, and every time he plays the Bucks, he sets a career high.
Okay.
Huh.
Plus
okay.
The humidity and the barometer, the levels might be too high, and then it might be a new deflate gate going on.
Huh.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, next story is the NBA.
NBA playoff picture.
Playoff picture.
And we all seen the Spurs whoop up on the Warriors the other day.
And you're exceptionally happy about that because you're like
Stephen
Curry hater.
No, I'm not. I enjoy him. I enjoy him thoroughly. Mm. I just don't enjoy him as much as I enjoy, like, Blake Griffin or LeBron James or Russell Westbrook.
Even though he embarrassed Russell.
Or James Harden.
He embarrassed Russell.
Who's that?
Steph Curry.
He
did. He proved that no one in the NBA can stick him.
This is who I like to watch. Fucking
DeAndre
Jordan.
Me too.
That son of a bitch is too big to be jumping that high. Isn't he? Like, his fucking knees should just give out on him.
Why would you wish that on someone?
I don't wish it. Did I wish it? Did I say, damn, I really wish his knees
would
give out on him?
That was close to a wish. Like,
that ain't a wish. That's like
his knees should just give out on him.
No, that's like me stating a fact. That's a damn fact. If
that's
you're 90,000 pounds jumping up and down, dunking on a 10-foot goal, regardless if he's only truly jumping 2 foot because he's fucking 90 foot tall.
He'd be jumping more than 2 feet, though.
Yeah, well,
his
whatever.
Armpit be like at the rim.
My gun got a long clip, DeAndre Jordan. Anyways, it's a little rap line for you.
I know, hit him with it.
My
Freestyle clip. Friday coming up this Friday, guys.
Freestyle
so call
Friday.
In with your
with
your freestyles.
Well, and if anybody wants to, you can fucking rap against me. We'll rap battle it up.
Rap battle it out.
On Friday.
On Friday.
Freestyle Friday.
Hitting you where it hurts.
Yeah.
Anyway, like I was telling you and Clay the other day that Steph Curry is legit. He's legit.
Right.
No one can see him. And I honestly think that
he's pretty gnar.
He is pretty gnar. What that mean?
Gnarly.
Oh, that's just a short for gnarly.
Okay, cool. All right. So, yeah, I think that they're going to make it to the finals, the Western Conference Finals, against, it doesn't matter, because they're probably going to kill him. It's probably going to be like the Spurs, to be honest with you. Like, I mean, it's to be realistic, the Spurs probably going to go back because, like, no one can seem to beat them. But I think they're going to beat them. I don't care who comes out of the East, to be honest. It's probably going to be
terrible.
It's really not. Me and him were just talking about it a minute ago. If you look at the records in the East, they're better than the ones in the West.
I don't care about the records. I'm talking about the teams.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That lets you know they have a better, you know.
The only team in the East that I think can do anything against the West is the Hawks.
Of course, because they're in first place. Not the Bulls, because they're a damn good team.
No.
Or Cleveland Cavaliers, who probably might take it all the way.
The only way to Bucks win the championship nowadays is team ball.
Let me tell you this.
Who else wins?
Let's jump into this story, okay? The Eastern Conference right now, 1-8, is Atlanta's number one, clinching that pretty much. Cleveland Cavaliers is number two. Chicago Bulls, 3. Toronto Raptors, 4, which is surprising because they weren't in that position before. But Washington Wizards is 5. Milwaukee is 6. Brooklyn Nets is 7, which I didn't see that either, with 35 wins. And then Boston is an 8, which is crazy because they just edged out Miami, who was in the 7th spot, which is now a game back of Boston. In a tie with Indiana. There's only how many games? 6?
6 games left.
6 games left in the season. So these motherfuckers better get busy before my Orlando Magic come back up in there and scoop.
I'm telling you. We got a chance right now.
No, we don't at all. Not at all.
Like, all right, if you look at
There's
that, like realistically.
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 Who do you got? On the A spot.
On the East?
Forget the A spot. Who are the Eastern Conference Finals?
Get
either
teams.
The Hawks or the Cavs.
Get real.
Bulls?
Get
no.
real.
The Bulls?
No.
Who's gonna beat the Bulls?
Get real
Anybody
when you don't say
Are
Cleveland
you
is number
yeah.
one.
No, not even. Not
Get
even.
Real when you say
they almost
Cleveland
put, they almost
is not number
Miami,
one.
They almost put out Miami last year in the final.
You sons of bitches act like you can't hear me. Cleveland Cavaliers is literally one of the best teams in the league, if not the
Cleveland.
Best.
He said Cleveland.
Cleveland will be the representative from the Eastern Conference.
Okay, I'm saying
they will smash the Atlanta Hawks.
All right, okay. So you're saying Atlanta's not going to make it to the. I'm talking about Eastern Conference Finals. Atlanta's not going to make it.
All right, hey, look at the matchup right now. It would be Cavs versus Brooklyn. Brooklyn has actually beat the Cavs a lot more than Cavs have beat Brooklyn this year.
I'm not. Okay,
I'm just saying
the last three.
As of now, Brooklyn will get fucking. They'll mop the floor with Brooklyn. Cleveland will. Atlanta
think.
Will beat Boston. Chicago will whoop up on Milwaukee because they just don't have the star power. Washington and Toronto is going to be the best matchup we get to watch.
It's the worst, but the best.
It's not the worst. Those are good teams.
Yeah, but they're not who I want.
DeRozan and Wall and those guys they're going to come into play.
Chicago
like
is going to be in Eastern Conference Finals. That's my prediction.
That's a bold prediction.
Foolish prediction. It's not foolish.
He's not saying they're going to win the East.
I didn't say they're going to win. I said they're going to be there.
Oh, so
it's
going to
be Atlanta.
They're going to be playing
Cleveland. They've been playing Cleveland. No. And it's going to go to game six.
Atlanta and Cleveland.
Okay, let's move on to the West.
Here we go.
Number one, obviously everybody knows, is Golden State Warriors. Number two, Houston Rockets. Three, Memphis Grizzlies. Four, Portland Trailblazers. Five, Los Angeles Clippers, which I'm extremely happy to see them in there. San Antonio is representing number six. Dallas Mavericks, seven. And number eight is Oklahoma City, who is barely holding on over the New Orleans Pelicans, which I really hope get in and knock out Oklahoma.
Me too.
Not because I don't want to see Oklahoma do good. I just think that Anthony Davis is representing those guys pretty good. Really, I'd like to see Dallas get out, but they're pretty much in. I would really like to see
Los Angeles, the Clippers. I would really like to see them in the fucking finals. That's what I would like to see.
Oh, I love it. And I would root for them over
whoever.
Almost anybody.
Yeah, I would too.
Except for my boy LeBron, just because
I love
history.
If they played them, it's not enough size.
But you know what? I like...
Whoever comes out of the West is going to win.
I like the Clippers.
Watch, I'm telling you, it happens. Whoever comes out of the West is going to win.
See, on the Clippers side, they're going to be playing. Who are they playing? As of right now, they'd be playing Portland Trailblazers, which is a damn good matchup.
That's going to be a really good
steal.
I'm telling you,
The only thing is why I say the Clippers will win out on that one is because of the size. Because they got LaMarcus Aldridge, who balls, man. He's a baller. But at the same time,
this is true.
You got DeAndre Jordan to lock him down. Not lock him down, but limit him. And then Blake Griffin also to help in the middle. And then you got so many guards that can play on the Clippers. You got Chris Paul, one of the best guards in the league, regardless if he got crossed over by Steph or not.
So who is the Houston playing?
Hey, I'm just saying.
Houston will be playing Dallas as of right now.
I would watch that most
of the time. I'm telling you now, you guys are really putting down Trailblazers guards. They got Matthews, Lillard.
No, Damian Lillard's a beast. But if you match up Damian Lillard versus Chris Paul, I'd take Chris Paul any day.
Not me.
Well, that's the difference between me and you, and that's why I report the sports and you report the weatherman, Joe. Let's just get down to the nitty-gritty.
Bam!
I'm putting my stuff on record. That's all. I want to make sure, because I was the only one in this room that said Wisconsin would beat Kentucky.
I said that there was the biggest possibility for an upset.
You guys both said
Kentucky would get robbed, bro. They got robbed.
You guys said Kentucky would kill them.
They got robbed.
All right, let's move on here with the next song.
Would you kill your spouse?
No, we're not going to do that right now. That's not necessarily the title of the article. Cool.
Would you kill your spouse? Would you kill your spouse? Yes, and why and why not?
Yeah, your boy just cut straight to the chase. That's all it is. I'm going to play your song, man. Sam Smith featuring John Legend, Lay Me Down. Think about this song from Sam Smith Man, I'm fucked up today. Am I not?
No, you're in there.
Perception.
Hey, we have those days.
Sam Smith, he's a complete homo, and he always titles songs like "Leave Your Lover" and this and that, and it's like he's beating around the major gay bush. You know what I'm saying? Just go straight through the gay bush, and I'd appreciate it a lot more. Beating around the gay bush is the worst thing you can do as a gay guy.
How's he beating around the gay bush?
Leave your man. Leave your man for me, and I'm going to love you better than
you
will.
Is that what you want? It has to.
And I'd do it. I'd be like, dude, Sam Smith is going to get his bottom wallered out by this guy because he's singing to him. He's not singing to some fake dude.
Okay.
You get what I'm saying? I appreciate honesty. Don't beat around the gay bush.
But see, the song wasn't made just for him. It was made for everyone. So you don't say man because everyone don't have a man. You got a man?
Okay.
No offense, Mike.
Let me put a big time out on this one, okay?
Time out.
Now, don't lose sight of this. We're talking about the gay bush, right?
You're talking about the gay bush.
Have you ever trimmed a bush? I'm not talking about anything, any innuendo-ish.
Okay, gotcha.
I'm talking about
a bush.
A bush. Have you trimmed a bush?
Leaves and
have you, have
yeah,
you trimmed
gotcha.
It?
Trim the
you
bush.
Trimmed it up, right?
Trim the bush.
Now, you can trim along that bush, but the integrity of the bush has changed just a little, but the base of the bush is still there, and it's still going to flower, and it's still going to bloom, and it's still going to have, see, you get what I'm saying? That's the gay bush. Now, when you go straight through the gay bush, boom, you go for the kill, right? The gay bush is dead, right? That's what he's going to do. He's going to take out all doubts. Is he gay or is he not gay? He's gay. Get your damn money,
bro,
man.
Bro, he came out and said he was gay.
Of course he did.
And he said that he wouldn't be where he was. He wouldn't have won a Grammy if his boyfriend didn't break up with him.
If he didn't wallow him out. If he didn't take him around the farm and freaking make him able to be able to put this cup or a Sprite can in his ass. You know what I'm saying?
All right, cool.
Okay, here we go. Here's the song.
So play the song.
All right, here we go.
Yes, I do. I believe that one day I will be where I was, right there, right next to you. And it's hard. The days just seem so dark. The moon and the stars are nothing without you. Your touch, your skin. Where do I begin? No words can explain the way I'm missing you tonight. This emptiness, this hole that I'm inside. These tears, they tell their own story. Told me not to cry when you were gone. But the feeling's overwhelming. It's much too strong. Can I?
I'm reaching out to you. Can you hear my call? Boy, this hurt that I've been through. I'm missing you. I'm missing you like crazy.
We do it. We're back in there, Bip.
Yep, that's how we do it. That was Sam Smith and John Legend, Lay Me Down. You guys can go and cop that off of iTunes and Spotify if you have it anywhere. It's a great song.
Or Tidal, the new thing that
Jay-Z's
trying to take over the fucking music world with because he's such a cocksucker and can't let people have things for cheap.
Okay, yep, there you go.
Fuck Jay-Z. First of all, real quick, sorry, I don't mean to get off on another tangent, but real quick, they're like, we got so much money, but we can have so much more. We can be so much more of a fucking millionaire if we just tell people, we're not going to give you our music on that site, but we'll give it to you on this site. We know you can get it for $9 over here,
yep,
but you get all the best stuff
over here
for $20.
And then what we're going to do, we're going to slide in some stuff that you're not going to hear.
He's so
like
not from the fucking
later.
Hood anymore, is he?
Yeah, he's from the hood.
He's not from the hood.
No, he really is.
Anymore.
I mean, well, anybody that leaves out of the hood isn't from the hood anymore.
Kanye West is. He's such a complete fucking idiot. You know why I say that? Mm-hmm. He's got a hood mentality. He's a smart guy from the hood.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, Jay-Z is
so, hey,
from the
what
hood
were we
too.
Talking about before? I cut y'all? Rudely?
I don't know. Was I even, I wasn't.
Should we take that back on
nope.
Rewind?
I don't even think I was talking anyway, so it doesn't matter.
Oh. Oh, yeah, yeah. That was, you were talking about the song.
Oh, yeah.
Copy
yeah,
it on
just,
iTunes.
Yeah,
and
just,
this. Yeah,
yeah, just
yeah.
Go grab it.
Yeah.
All the music we playing here, go grab it.
Yeah, I agree with that one. That song is a decent song.
Yeah, it is.
John Legend's a beast.
He is. Next topic we have is this 410-pound tight end from Baylor.
Dude's a fucking beast. A load, isn't he?
Literally.
Yeah, he is a load. If you tried to tackle him, he would... Look at this guy.
Yeah,
he can move.
You wouldn't. You couldn't... I bet you guys couldn't guess his 40 time.
What is it?
4.5.
4.7.
Oh, wow.
4.7.
Pretty quick.
That's not... Yeah. Anquan Boldin ran a 4.6 and his bro, Chris...
Dude, he's 410 pounds.
Running a 4.7.
I'm just gonna
number
say,
80 doesn't even look like it can cover his jersey.
It
looks
like...
Small
it
is.
Really is like a bunch of zeros.
It looks like it was a 90.
I don't
yeah.
know. His jersey can't even come all the way down.
I'm just saying, he's probably going to play defensive end.
What's his name?
Laquan
McGowan.
McGowan,
number 80 of Baylor. Yeah, he's a beast. He's a load, isn't he?
Yeah,
all right, moving on.
Big,
fuck it.
Big, pretty big guy.
I moved on.
Hit him with
quick,
Johnny Cinco.
Johnny Cinco, Trap Religious. That's a new mixtape that just came out today. It's pretty all right. I'm not going to go crazy over it. I like Virtual Trapping featuring Pee Wee Longway.
I like Amen featuring Shy Glizzy.
Right? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a decent song.
Living Luxury. Weatherman
Joe, what do you think you like? Didn't you say you like The Ghetto?
Probably not. Just saying.
I think he said When I Grow Up, that's a song he liked.
Oh, yeah, that's what it was. When I Grow Up. Hey, Weatherman Joe, we're going to be posting up some pictures of you on our Facebook.
Yeah,
also, our Instagram
good.
And
yeah,
Twitter.
Put a face to the voice. Yeah.
Yeah. Everybody needs to know what you look like. So, we'll make sure we do that. Fall season is upon us.
Yes.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, yes.
We are starting tonight. The Rays are playing. I know I'm gonna catch that game. Look at this son of a bitch. Sorry.
Stay on topic.
Does anybody really care about baseball season?
I do. I'm actually going to try to follow the Rays pretty good
until
this year.
October. Anybody follow it all year long?
I'm going to try. I'm going to try this year.
I don't have a team.
Go with the Rays.
Yeah, I mean.
They're right down the road.
I like the Marlins and the Braves.
You can't like two teams.
I'm going to go with the Yankees.
Most definitely can like two teams.
Yankees usually win, right?
Who's your favorite team?
I don't have a favorite baseball team.
You're not a baseball fan, bro. Quit being a poser.
I'm not being a poser. I just like those teams.
All right, listen. From now on, you can't be in the discussion of baseball.
All right, so I have to pick a team.
Yeah.
Right now, pick a team.
Right here and right now. Do it.
Marlins.
Come on, bro. Pick the Rays.
You like the Rays?
Damn right. You got a new manager.
All right, cool.
I guess we could all be Rays fans, and then maybe they'll sponsor us.
There we go. I'm a Rays fan.
That's right. That's what I'm talking about. Let's go.
I just officially changed my baseball team.
I'm going to go check and see if the Rays got a baseball game on the 18th. I'm going to take my buddy to it.
Yeah, I can tell you in 2 seconds. I have the SeatGeek app.
Yeah, look
check
at
it out.
That's Weatherman Joe.
You should most definitely get that picture.
All right, let's get it.
Today's weather is going to be 100% chance of camel toe.
Yeah, that is perfect. All right, let's get back on topic. Wisconsin versus Duke. My prediction is Duke. Not only
they
because they beat them.
They played the Yankees on the 18th.
In Tampa?
In Tampa.
Oh, Mike, you want to go see the Yankees?
$129 a ticket. And that's not pretty bad seats, though.
What do you mean, not pretty bad seats? Like, I want seats that nobody gives a shit about.
120. Okay, so my these, were these up here?
Yeah, I want to be able to catch.
$59 up here at the top.
It ain't bad, but it ain't good. Let's get in like 30
get
bucks.
In the 103.
No, come on, keep
bow,
coming.
Bow.
53.
No.
I'm trying to go over.
No.
Wait a second.
Hey, I'm just saying. I got
61.
I got Wisconsin.
64. 45.
Oh.
45.
Damn, that's right behind the catcher.
Yeah, you. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I love to be right behind the catcher.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I got you.
Can't wait till Mike gets here. Anyways, let's stay on topic, man. Like
right.
You just told me. Huh?
Yeah, because you was about
pretty
to
pretty hypocritical, weren't you?
You was about to ram about Jay-Z.
Oh,
you had just
I
did
was
it.
About to grease myself off with him.
You
really
had
was.
Just literally finished talking about Jay-Z.
Yeah.
You was about to go
I hate that big lip son of a bitch.
See?
Here we go. Wisconsin versus Duke. Like I said, I got Duke favored in the matchup because Wisconsin played such a game versus Wisconsin played such a game against who did they just play? They beat Kentucky. Oh, yeah.
38-1 Kentucky.
Yeah, exactly. They played such a game against them. I don't think they can do that again. They played with such heart, such emotion. They were so destined to beat them. And when they beat them,
shut
I really
the
think.
Shut the hell up.
I think it was.
Shut up.
Hey, I got Wisconsin lost to Duke, right?
Yeah.
70-80
in December.
Now,
10th.
Don't you think they have a fuel? To you know, going to this game, they got fuel to the fire.
Duke is going to wear
Wisconsin.
That. Duke is going to wear that ass out tonight.
Wisconsin is going to get them.
Duke is going to wear that ass. They're too tired from the Kentucky game, bro. They was playing their heart out and was only up by two, and then until they started getting cheated.
Until Kentucky started getting cheated.
That's why they lost the game. I'm sorry. That is why Kentucky lost that game. The shot clock violation, that was bull crap. It was supposed to be – at one point, it was like a minute left in the game, and they was down by one. Kentucky was down by one when they shouldn't have been. They should have been up by two or whatever.
Yeah, man.
Should have been up by one.
One. Cause
there's
I
a lot of
one.
Dead presidents on this game, I'm just saying.
Duke is going to wear that ass out, man.
There's a lot of dead presidents on this game.
It's a lot of dead ones.
Yeah, that means they're putting a lot of money on the game.
Hit them with the hipness.
U.S. currency, you know.
Hit them with it.
You guys got it?
We paying euros
we
right
got
here.
It.
Euros.
Yep.
Well, I'm just saying, Wisconsin by 4. 70-74.
Duke by 10.
Nah, I ain't gonna
happen. I got Duke by 45. So it's
that
gonna,
definitely going
to
happen.
Nah, I'm kidding. I got Duke by 4 or 5. So it's going to be definitely 70-76 or 70-77.
Duke by 10.
All right.
They have.
We all got Duke except for Joey.
I think they have a little better guard play than Kentucky do.
Well, I think they got a better center play.
Nah, I don't know about that.
Kaminsky's no center.
Kaminsky
this Decker guy, he's
N-word.
A beast. Huh?
Kaminsky
oh yeah, he did.
The
there was a black kid
yeah,
called
Harris. The Harrison, one of the Harrison twins called
he's
him.
Like,
he said, "F that nigga."
Say, man, F that in.
Yeah, but he said he hit up. He's like, yeah, man, I hit big, whatever his name
Frank.
Was up. The big Frank, and was like, hey, man, I ain't
hey,
mean like that.
You
know
what,
I mean
dude?
Like that.
You get called that?
Yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah.
That means you're a real deal.
That was pretty stupid of that,
I
got to say.
I mean, random,
so much...
my nigga.
Take it easy, bro.
Oh, okay.
Take it easy, bro.
He's about to get greased up on me.
Nah, don't tase me, bro. Nah, I ain't going to grease up on you, bro.
No.
I just do that to you.
The kill him. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm afraid of that.
Nah, don't worry about it. Yeah. So let's jump into the topic, man. Let's jump into this pull the plug or not.
Pull the plug or not.
No.
Go ahead.
I saw this article on Yahoo,
mm-hmm.
and this lady, she was advised to pull the plug on her husband.
And
didn't do it.
Oh, and what happened?
He woke up.
Damn.
Pretty dope. That's
a woman of faith. Right?
I'm telling you.
That would have been the biggest mistake of her life that she never knew about.
I mean, they could have pulled a plug. Don't necessarily mean he would have died, but
nah, he would have dead. He would have been dead.
Because I mean, when they take you off whatever it is, life support, you have to wait for the organs to start.
Let me read a little bit about this.
Look at that beautiful picture right there.
Oh wow,
that's faith right there. I need a wife
so,
like that.
Danielle Josie Davis. Had been married only 7 months when a devastating motorcycle accident left her husband on life support and in a coma. Doctors recommend letting Matt Davis die because he was 90% chance that he would never wake up. But Danielle told ABC News she decided it just wasn't time yet. Then, one day, boom, he woke up. I'm sure glad I married her, Matt Davis told ABC News today. Though he doesn't remember Danielle from before the 2010 crash that caused his traumatic brain injury. Oh, that sucks.
That does suck.
Wow. Danielle was 24 when the accident happened and had only started dating Matt then, 23, 2 months before their wedding.
Oh, he didn't miss that much.
No, he didn't miss that much. Anyways, so it looks like he's actually talking. He's up. He just doesn't remember. So he
really didn't know that was his wife.
Yeah.
Technically.
3 months after the accident, Danielle was holding Matt up in his bed, trying to emulate what the therapist had done in rehab by asking him to reach out and grab a toy motorcycle. He'd never done it before, but this day, he did it. Danielle recalled, it was a start. That is crazy.
That is.
He's in a coma. She leans him up. This lady is dedicated, man.
I'm telling you.
That is some down-ass trap queen shit.
Yep, that's ride or die.
That's a ride or die white bitch. You feel me? That heifer there, she's a ride or die bitch.
Why just has to be the B word?
Because she is.
Because
if she cared about him, she would have let him die peacefully. In a coma is the best way to go, isn't it?
Nope.
What? That's okay. Like the worst way to go.
We're gonna skip Randy. Weatherman Joe, would you or would you not pull the plug on Kayla?
I would never. Never pull the plug.
Never?
Never.
Never. Never. Never. There was like 100% chance that she would.
If there was 120% chance, I wouldn't do it.
Okay.
No, because I'm just a man of faith.
Huh. That's what's up,
that's
Randy.
That's true.
You.
My wife, as everybody knows, hopefully she's not listening to the show, but she is extremely rude, very loud.
I have a feeling she's going down the wrong path.
She's
already
not the type of woman you really want to be with, you just kind of get stuck with, right? You understand what I'm saying here? So you tell me, would I pull the plug or not?
I don't know, man, you married her.
Would the doc tell me, hey, buddy, listen, I suggest pulling the plug. Can you see me saying, whoa, no. Pull the plug ASAP. I'll do it myself. That way, no, I'm kidding. I hope she's not listening to the show. I really don't. Now, honestly, man, do I think I could pull the plug? No, not for a long time. I really couldn't. I would sit there and I would make sure that, and I would do all the stuff she did. I would talk to her every day. I'd do everything. I mean, I would make it like a regular day. I'd take my kid up there. I take both my kids up there.
Say kid.
Well, only one can really talk and is functional. The other one's in a coma, pretty much.
Would you bring her light dinner?
Oh yeah, I'd bring her modern day dinner. I'd still eat her cat. I'd still do all the stuff while she's in a coma.
I've read a story. A dude banged his lady
while
she was
in
a coma.
Is that illegal?
No. She got pregnant too.
Really?
Oh, that's serious. And gave birth.
In the coma. And then he pulled the plug on her. He did?
I can't remember.
Oh, that would have been a good-ass entity.
I remember the dude did do that, and she gave birth and all in the coma.
Dude,
I think that's what woke up.
Can you say anal sex out the ass? You know what I'm saying? It's like when she's alive and well, she's like, you ain't doing that to me. You serious? If you do it to me, I do it to you, right? You get all that shit? And then she's in a coma. What do? First thing I do, I drop my pants and I get up in that little nighty gown and I freaking anal lube it up and then go to town. Smash. She's already relaxed. Everything's cool. I walk out.
We can count on you to take it there.
Start on a little truffle butter. You know what I'm saying?
We got a comment.
Got a comment. Phone calls, 713-955-0701.
All right, check the comment out. It all depends on the quality of life of my husband.
Right.
If he was going to pull through. If he's looking at living the rest of his life in a vegetable state, then yes, I will pull it.
Right.
And this is what my husband wants as well. We have already discussed this and have agreed that we do not want to have a burden on each other if something like that will happen. Ultimately,
right,
couples should talk about this and come to an agreement so that they're on the person on the end is respected. Okay.
See, no, I totally agree with that because me and my wife actually have talked about this. She always says, pull it on me. What I'm going to do is I'm going to sit there and see how severe it's going to be, if she's had any brain damage or whatnot.
I would do all kind of crazy. I would like find all kind of holistic medicines and all. I'm trying everything.
Yeah.
Everything. I'm talking about if I have to go to like, to sit in the mountains with some monks.
Right.
And, yeah. I would do it just to find some type of technique or something.
Yeah.
And I'll come back a whole other person. I'm like, you for the wake up today.
Oh, yeah. 10-4. Yeah.
Or give the body a shock.
What do you think's the best method? Isn't it like you put garlic under their nose and they wake up?
No, I don't think so. Maybe like slap them in the knee or a baseball bat.
And a leg?
Yeah.
Nah.
Yeah, man, it gets those brain receptors going.
That's not a... Oh.
So
hold on.
Been listening to us.
Okay. Sorry, we got a call. Let's hear what they got to say. Hello?
Hey, what up?
Hey, what up, cuz?
Nothing. Hey, as a medical professional, I'll tell you right now, I pulled the plug on a lot of people. It's not as pretty as TV might make it seem. It's a tough thing, man. Because you guys are all saying you wouldn't do it, and like you were just saying you would take your kids and everything. Bro, when people are in the hospital for months, it's nasty. Like, that's not something you want your kids seeing and stuff. It's stanky.
Well, I'm not going to.
I mean, you got wounds and stuff everywhere.
Like, hey, my hot, where's mommy? Like, dude, I just showed you,
well,
mom.
The other thing, too. Yeah, well, the other thing, too, you guys are just talking about comas. Like, we pulled the plug on my pops, but it was like 100%. You know, his brain was dead. You know, his organs were shutting down. He was dying from the inside out. It's like one of those things, like, why would you, you know, basically just keep their lungs and their heart going?
Yeah, true.
Right.
Yeah, that's
and then
I,
the
I,
other thing I
want to
touch
the
on.
Severity of it.
The other thing, the other controversy that we deal with daily, like what Weatherman Joe just touched on, is faith. Well, some people are taught, like some people say, well, you know, I'm going to keep them on life support because of my faith. But then other people say, well, you know, God called them, and then you, as a medical professional, you intervened. So you're messing with God's plan. So, you know, there's that, you know, you're caught in the middle, you know, I don't know.
Well, I would most definitely, I would need a visitation from somebody, from God.
Yeah.
At that point.
I need the sign.
Yeah.
I need God.
But you're right,
like,
though. If your organs are failing and you're dying, you clearly see that, then, yeah, you have to let them go.
Yeah.
But if the organs aren't dying, there's still a little brain function.
Because we've had people
in the
hospital.
But that's the only way, me personally.
We've had people who are in the hospital who are clinically dead for months, and people will keep them on life support because they're waiting to, like, ride out their will. Like, we had these kids. They were collecting an inheritance as long as their dad was alive. They kept them alive on life support for 2 years, but he was technically dead for, like, a year and a half. But as a medical professional, you can't make them pull the plug. You can have, like, meetings and get, like, you know, the law involved and stuff, but it's a hard topic, man.
Yeah, I hear you. That's why it's the debate portion of our show. I definitely think that it'd be something hard to do. In all actuality and jokes aside, it'd be something really hard to do, and like you said, it'd have to be the severity of it, and
yeah,
we just have to figure it out from there. If there's no chance that they're going to come back to be a regular human being, there's no doubt in my mind I'd pull the plug
on
my wife.
That's another thing, too, man. Even if they do wake up, if they wake up and then they're still
quality
like,
of life, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Then I wouldn't want them to be like that, because I wouldn't want to be like that.
Yeah.
Well, that's why I pulled the plug on my dad a year and a half ago, because they said even if he comes back, you will be feeding him daily, you'll be cleaning him, wiping him, you know, he'll be drooling all over himself. It's like there's no quality of life there. You know, why? What would you rather die? I would rather die than live, you know, staring at a wall
right.
In a bed of my life, not knowing what's going on around me. Like, that's not living, you know what I mean? That's just same thing when we lost
my
kid.
All right, man. Well, my bad. I didn't mean to cut you off there, but all right,
no,
man.
You
appreciate
did.
The call.
Son of a bitch.
Yeah, appreciate the call,
you know,
man.
He,
hey,
you
start,
know
start talking again real quick.
You know he's rude, Mike.
Mike, start talking real quick. Yeah, that's it, I know. That's what I meant to cut you off. Anyways, much love, bro. I'll hit you up, and then I'll hit you down, and then I'll knock you down later. I'm gonna knock his ass out with a penis game. Anywho,
so we want to thank everybody
for listening,
and those who commented. Well, the one person that commented, appreciate the comment, and
check our Facebook out. And
yeah.
our Twitter and IG, we're getting ready to put some pictures
and
up.
If you're listening, because someone texted me today, so I know people are listening. We need you to listen and also go and follow our page at www.blogtalkradio.com/RelandRandy. That's what we need you guys to do. We appreciate you listening, but we also want you to go and like our show, the page we have it on, and go that route. So appreciate it.
And here we go. This is Party Next Door. It's called Kiss Me. He's also got another song called Your Love, which is a really good song. But I'm going to play this one on our way out. Appreciate you guys listening. This is the Rel and Randy Show. Hit us up next week, or not next week, Wednesday. And until then, later.
Digging down.